It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin, and you can call me a host. I feel offended by the word, but that's what I'm calling it that. So, you're listening to Deprogrammed. Today, we're going to be talking about My Chemical Romance, but first, let me hip you to this. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin. $1 a month gets you everything that I'm doing, including this podcast, 3 full days early. It gets the Oh Hi Justin podcast a full week before the rest of the world. Hashtag WrestlePals Pod comes right to your email. You get whatever these ghouls demos I'm doing, and I actually started releasing a couple cover songs just to keep me on my toes. Also, perhaps the return of your music show, perhaps the return of a radio station, perhaps a comic book, whatever goofy stuff I come up with, it goes to the Patreon first. And for $1 a month, it helps me out a great deal. Now, we're talking about My Chemical Romance today. Let me introduce the panel. Returning once again, it's becoming a regular thing all of a sudden.
Combo.
We went years without seeing each other, and then all of a sudden, here you are. Like, yeah. This is what, like the fourth time in 3 months?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it.
Jonathan Chitwood joining the show to talk My Chemical Romance, man. And also, for the very first time, the person who put My Chemical Romance on the deprogrammed list, Leslie Anderson.
Hello, I'll take all the credit. Thank you.
For finally pushing me into listening to this band. Finally.
Years.
Literally, because whenever the show started, at this point, 2.5-ish years ago, whatever it was, we were a couple months in, and you were like, you should do MCR. And if you do, I'll do it. And I was like, okay. And I put it on the list. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't actively seek out a third person because I didn't think I was going to like this band.
Well, it's a terrible attitude to have.
I know.
Since it is. I'll agree constantly. With that. Yeah.
As often as I get proven wrong with this show, I should have never had that attitude. But again, you are the one who put My Chemical Romance on the map for me. So tell me what it is about MCR. Why do you love them so much?
Well, I mean, it's just become a thing where I work 40 hours a week where I can listen to music. So it's become sort of something that I listen to literally every day. But I mean, it all started, I was at Blink 182 concert and they were co-headliners and I was like, this is cool. Yeah. I kind of like this. And then I went back to where I worked and I was telling some friends about it and they were like, I'll get you some CDs. And then it just became all right, this is what I listen to now. Which I know I can do that sometimes. I'll hear an album and I'm like, all right, I'm listening to this for a week solid. So I play it out on my own accord. But it was just something about the lyrics. Like, I would not defend the vocals all that much sometimes, but the lyrics, I think, is what does it for me.
Ah. So, Jonathan, when we were doing Silverchair, because initially, folks, let's peel back the curtains. Initially, we were recording the Silverchair episode, which was myself, you, and Evan.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, I was running down the list, and I had mentioned Leslie wanted to do My Chemical Romance, but nobody would jump in. And you were like, I'll do that.
I was all for it.
And then Evan was like, yeah, me too. Notice not so much. Here. So I'm putting that out here, Evan, just so you know. Everybody needs to know this. Evan told me a couple days ago, he's like, yeah, I don't think I like them as much as I thought.
Wow.
I did.
Wow, that's weird how he was ready to jump in and then was like, no. I mean,
and Jonathan and I were talking about this beforehand. It's like, I have that attitude a lot too. Like, I have a sourpuss attitude going into the band, but then you listen and it's like, you got to listen before you can have a sourpuss attitude. But yeah. So what made you decide that you wanted to jump in though, Jonathan?
Well, I've always had, I had like this playlist on Amazon of favorites, and I'm constantly adding stuff to it. And ever since I've had it, there's been several songs, probably 4 or 5, from My Chemical Romance that I just really loved. I'd never really kind of ventured into listening to all the albums in full, but I definitely, you know, gained an interest in the band and liked what they were doing, you know, based on these couple songs that I did have that I really liked.
My Chemical Romance suffered from, namely, the Black Parade. When that hit, it got so much play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't feel one way or the other about it at first. Yeah, it was just kind of, it was the song that I heard a lot.
And I was the same way. I came in on the Danger Day albums is when I first started hearing them, and it was just happenstance. I mean, I'd heard it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's okay. yeah. cool. It wasn't anything special at the time.
It's funny when I don't want to bash. I know another one of your favorite bands is Fall Out Boy. I know they're up there, right?
It is.
And I'm not trying to bash them, but when you compare the two, like, and they're not exactly the same, obviously, but like they're contemporaries for sure. Like they were coming up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Man, like the My Chemical Romance like smashes Fall Out Boy, if you ask me. Now, again, it's not yeah. fair. All I can compare for Fall Out Boy is their radio stuff. But their radio stuff is just like, every time I hear it, I'm like, nah, man, don't get me away from that. Whereas My Chemical Romance, I listen to it and it's like, no, I was just wrong. I was just wrong about this band.
I was really surprised because, you know, the couple songs that, you know, had been on my favorites list, kind of similar. But until I kind of started going through their discography, I never realized just how like wide of a range like their net is cast when they write these songs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, perfect example, you know, you listen to a song like Ghosts of You and then Mama. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I love that the whole opening to Mama's got this very kind of like, you know, I want to say like Eastern European or you know, like Russian kind of folk kind mm-hmm. of feel to it.
Yeah.
And then it just explodes. So many of their songs might start off a little slow or a little bit like uninteresting. And one of the things that I kind of noticed real quick was that I had so many of them that just exploded. And it's like, man, this is really good. I wasn't digging it at first, but now I am.
Yeah. I realized very quickly, actually, our friend Joe Leone, formerly Jay Steele. I hate the peel back the curtain too far, but I told him, I was like, I don't know how I did not like this band. It is almost everything I like in a band. It is sad lyrics with punk sensibility. Like, how could I not know that I would like this band? Yeah. And even Gerard had early on, especially with the Black Parade, and I think this is part of what turned me off, was garnering comparisons to Billy Corgan mm-hmm. of the Smashing Pumpkins, favorite band ever. And instead of going, oh, people are comparing to him to Billy, maybe I should pay attention, I went, nah, man, that guy ain't Billy. Get this out of here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, man. I was very close-minded in the early 2000s, so it's good that it came around this time of my life where I could actually be open to it, so I'm happy about that. So before we delve into the 20, you have to share this story.
Sad story.
I think it's the it happened at the perfect time.
The timing was great.
See, now, I pushed you on this because I thought for sure this was going to be a happy story for the show.
Right, and I mean, overall, I'm glad I went, but not for the reason. So I found out that they were having a Comic-Con with one of my favorite authors of Fight Club, Chuck, and I can't really pronounce his name, Paula Nick, I think. And I saw that Gerard Way was going to be there. So I was like, all right, this is cool. 3 hours from my house, I can meet my two favorite people. I can get my CD liner notes found, because I swear I tore up my house trying to find this CD booklet, because who holds on to these things?
Yeah.
I finally found it. I packed it. I blew off work. Drove 3 hours, and I'm like, all right, let me get here. So I get there, and I'm looking around, and I got all this merchandise. I'm like, screw this stuff. I want to go see where Gerard is. So I'm walking around. Finally, I got to ask questions. All right, he's not going to be here till 5. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not cool. I don't want to be here all night, but it's whatever. So I continue. I look around, buy some stuff I don't need. And then I start asking some more questions, because I was prepared to go, and he's into comic books now. I think he has like 3. So I was going to go buy one, and I'm like, okay, I bought your comic book. You can sign this, but hey, can you sign my CD liner notes? Because that's what I really want to have, you know, felt like a teenager all over again. So it come to find out, they tell me he's not doing any meet and greet. He's just doing panels, which sort of blew my mind to the point where I was overly angry, and I just was like, whatever, I'm going to go. Because I got to meet my author, got all that, which was, you know, more than made up for it, but it was just extremely disappointing, I think, I got my hopes up, you know?
All right, so a couple questions. Number one, if he's not getting promoted as co-headliner, are you as disappointed?
No, honestly, if he was just somebody that was there doing panels, that I could understand. But when you're the number 2 guy out of 2, I feel like You have to do it. And I mean,
something.
So he was actually promoted as like,
right, as one of the two main guys. And I mean, I can understand trying to leave the band behind. It's been broken up for what, like 5 years now, yeah. And you're kind of like, all right, I'm done. I'm doing comic books. But even they do meet and greet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of them that are sitting there talking and doing drawings. And
like, that's the whole thing.
That's what Comic-Con is to me, is, you know, the ability for you to, all right, I'm doing this now, but hey, you got a fan, let's talk to you, that kind of a thing. So it was super disappointing.
So today, we're recording this on a Sunday, and this happened on a Friday.
Yes.
You've had a couple days to sleep on it.
I have. And I mean, honestly, the more I think about it, I'm annoyed at it.
Yeah.
And I can't. I mean, I don't want to let that affect the music, because like I said, I listen to this almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes up. My YouTube is programmed to go to that or Panic at the Disco at this point. And it's just kind of like, okay, this is what I listen to. And I mean, again, some of the songs, they mean a lot to me. So, but also sitting here now, I don't want that to be in the back of my mind where it's clouding me. But like, I haven't heard it on since Friday. Since once I left, I listened to it the whole way up there. And then once I get back, I was like, yeah, I don't want to hear that right now.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah. But it's completely understandable. Somebody, I don't know, man. It's just like my run-in with Dolph Ziggler. I hate to bring it back to that, but I will constantly have a different view of him now.
Right. I mean, the disappointment stays with you when it could have been, all right, hey, cool, thanks, bye. You know, something that simple. And it would have been like, hey, that's awesome. That made my day.
That was, yeah, exactly. And that's all I was looking for, too. Let's, hey, acknowledge me. I'm.
You know, part of that, though, just to play devil's advocate, is it could have been the con itself and their scheduling, you know, because like they had him there and they had him, because I know I follow a bunch of like cosplayers and stuff, and sometimes, you know, they'll kind of post on their Instagram or whatever that, you know, they're not going to have like much time at all because they're going to be doing panels all day or whatever it may be. So I think in a way it was kind of something that maybe they should have put out there, you know, that he's going to be here, he's going to be doing these panels, but he's not going to be doing any meet and greets.
And I mean, he did put up there that he wasn't going to do photos, which I understand some people aren't into that, and I'm sure there could be some weird fans. I mean, all you got to do is jump on Twitter and you follow one or two, and then it's like,
yeah,
apparently I'm one.
I love you, daddy, and it's like, whoa, what's going down?
Where's this rabbit hole going? Stuff.
Apparently I'm a creep, so.
You are through and through.
We'll talk about that later. But, so let's talk about building the 20. So I don't know, because you had 15 coming in. I didn't word my advice.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Instructions.
My advice coming in, and I'll say this here to anybody who's listening. A good frame is 15 songs that you know that are really accessible and that will probably hit at least one other person at the table. And then 5 that are kind of out there, like that. These are personal songs I really like. I don't need them in, but they need to be in this conversation, because you never know. You might hit with those too. That's just a good rule of thumb when you're putting your lists together. And this is why it's a game to me, Bobby Fresh, who's not here right now. If we may hear from him, if he's, before we get into gameplay, if he's ready to roll, we may bring him in and we'll get his real quick. But talk to me, Leslie, about Leslie. I'm doing better.
Either one. No, I mean, I honestly don't know at this point. I answered all of it.
But talk to me about building your 20.
Okay. Well, like I said, I didn't even go through the playlist. I know you suggested it, but like I said, all of it's already on my thing. It's not in any order.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I've even gone so much as they've got some like unreleased, unfinished stuff, which one of those is on my list, because it was just like, I like this song for, you know, whatever reason. We'll talk about that in a second. But it was just ones that, at first, it was ones that I thought were important to like the band. When you hear of them, what would you think of, that kind of a thing? But then some of those got the cut because I didn't like them. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, whatever. And while that is, you know, their style and stuff that people would think of when they, you know, they hear them, hey, you have to hear this song. It's one of their more popular ones. And then I just went on to the ones that, the lyrics that I like I said, the vocals aren't always my favorite when it comes to this band, but like I said, some of the lyrics are just fantastic. So that was what I did mine on.
So building your 20, Jonathan.
Well, I definitely had, you know, my 4 or 5 that have always been on my favorites list. So I knew that those were in. But really what I like to do is just go album through album and, you know, just kind of add, like, whatever ones really jump out to me onto another playlist that I create. And then I'll end up going through that and just cutting anything, depending on how long it is. And I was kind of surprised because, you know, I'd been going through just kind of adding stuff. And when it came time to do my cutting, I had, like, 25 songs. And I decided I just went through the playlist and I just listened to it, you know, one day at work. And I got to the end of the day and I'm like, I can't cut any of these.
Yeah.
Like, I just, there's always something about each song, you know, that I really liked. And I really didn't, you know, want to kind of throw any of them out. I had a hard time doing that. So I was like, I'm just going to play off of 25 song list, you know. I mean, we're only doing 20, so
yeah,
that kind of gives you a little bit of leeway to
play around.
Yeah, play
while you're live. I'll say this: going in, nothing. I had nothing. I, you know, the few songs I knew, I was like, nah, those, no way, no chance. But I went through, and initially it was the four albums, right? I think it was four. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so it's just these four. It's 53 songs. No big deal. Leslie says, or I pulled up Spotify, and there's what, like five two-song EPs.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's these EPs. We'll just throw them out. And Leslie's like, nah, those need to be in.
Right.
Thank you. Because they're essentially another album.
Yeah. Well, you put them together.
For all purposes.
Yeah. Thank you, though. Because arguably,
I'm glad. I saw that somebody, I'm not sure who it was like, thank you for throwing that in there. So
arguably could be my favorite. Like, the 10 of those combined arguably could be my favorite thing that they did as a band. Like, those are so good.
Yeah. Well, on Amazon, you know, you can kind of look by the artists and, you know, see all the albums that they did. And all I saw was, because I already had the four studio-released ones. Well, these were studio-released, too, But there was all these ones, you know, they had like a not similar artwork, but, you know, similar like coloring. So you can kind of tell that they were some kind of group because they were numbered like 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like, what is this? And then I remember reading the message that I think Justin thanked Leslie because I was like, man, I need to check these out. And then I started going through it. I'm like, whoa, this is like really surprising. I was like, yeah, I'm digging all bunch of this stuff.
I could have easily put all 10 in, but I was like, that would not be smart gameplay. I think I still ended up with like four or five, just because they're that good. And I just thought it played really well, like, because I thought I was going to hit the exhaust, like I was going to just be done with the band after the fourth. So by the time I'm getting to these, I'm just going to be like, okay, well, whatever, fast forward. Nah, like, I was just, like, the songs were blending right into each other. I looked down, like, I was like, oh, no, there's only two songs left.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to go back and re-listen, and I was like, I'm just so glad that you stuck up for those, because, again, thankfully, it was only 53, so I wasn't hard to sway. But if there would have been more albums, it may have been more difficult to get me to go, yeah, you're right, let's bust those out.
I mean, they don't have a lot, I guess, if you sit and think about it, compared to some of my other favorites, but
well,
that one, I think, again, it's a different style enough that I like that one just as much as some of the other ones.
The best thing is 63 tunes, and I think it's a total runtime of like 3 hours and 45 minutes. It is something ridiculously short. I did it in a walk and a half. I walked up to the library and I came back, and I think I only had a handful of songs left that I had to listen to. So, yeah.
Wow, and,
I mean,
that's surprising.
That included a couple skips, because there are songs that hit the radio that I was just like, nah, nope.
Yeah.
But there are ones, surprisingly, that made it in, and I think that's where we're going to start. The name of the game is Deprogrammed, and as I mentioned, all three of us have sat down and compiled a list of 20 songs that we are now going to mash up against each other and try to pull together a top 10 starter kit for My Chemical Romance. They may be a band that you ignored for a long time, like I did, and I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. I was definitely wrong. At least give them a chance. I think the big thing is they came out at a time where there was a lot of garbage surrounding them,
yeah,
and they got lumped in with it.
Yeah.
Well, and there's something that, you know, I pointed out before we kind of started recording is the big kicker for me was, I think it was around the time of the Black Parade, and it was just, there were so many, like, teenage girls that were all about, you know, MCR and kind of dressing the whole, you know, kind of goth, you know, the way that Jared would kind of dress, because he, I know he had, you know, like, fingernail polish and eyeliner and stuff like that that he would do. And that was kind of like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, it made me feel uncomfortable that I liked the, that I would like the same music that these teenage girls do, which never turned me off about Blink-182, so go figure. But here's where I'm going to start, and this may be a surprise to you. I never, ever lead with the radio. I'm leading with the radio here because it's the most surprising. I hated this song, and when it came up in the playlist, I thought, for sure, I'm going to be hitting skip. There's no way I'm going to like this. And nah, it's actually a really great tune. Helena, So Long and Good Night.
That's also pretty on my list.
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, it's in. It's really surprising.
It's in my list for a weird reason. Like, I like it, and I was talking to one of my other friends about the band, unrelated to this, just years ago when I tried to turn him onto it, and we got into this huge argument about whether or not this band would be remembered for Helena or Black Parade. I was on Black Parade's side, he was on Helen. And I was like, I don't see that.
Yeah,
so,
I don't either.
Yeah.
You're right. They will be remembered for Black Parade, for sure.
That's what I was thinking. 100%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have the band, like, I was reading on Wikipedia, and, like, after, what was the first album?
Brought You My Bullets.
Brought You My Bullets.
Yeah.
Like, the next two albums both went platinum.
Yeah.
You know, which, for, like, you know, albums two and three, it's, I mean, that's pretty astounding.
They didn't, I think they hit at the right time.
Yeah, they hit all the right chords.
Yeah, and.
Right. And, yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, the first one was a studio that went under. So how much of that could have been, all right, record it, we don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't do much research on it, but you never know. I mean, it is a different style, too, though, so it's hard to say.
I also wonder if they influenced Green Day changing to, like, that American Idiot and after.
Mm.
Like, they went this route, and Blink-182's self-titled kind of pulled this way, too. I never looked at the dates. I don't know if My Chemical Romance kind of blew up and it was like, well, we need these other pop punk acts need to pull this way, or if they pulled that way and then My Chemical Romance just came at the right time and kind of got skyrocketed. Just as an aside, I always ask listeners what songs that they would describe. Three people stood up for Helena. So
yeah, I read that on Facebook and I was like, somewhat comfortable with my list then.
Yeah. I felt a lot more comfortable with my list after getting some of these answers. All right, Leslie, it is your turn.
All right, so for the same logic that we just described, Black Parade, and for other reasons, it was one of their most popular radio hits that once I got into it, I would always go back to that one. And I mean, again, it's like, to me, it's like three different songs in one. They change in between the middle of the song. And I just like it. And I like the ending. And I like the somewhat positive message in the song, and the video is great too.
I don't have it, but that specifically is the one that he was getting compared to Corgan. So, like, when you watch the video and just, I don't know, I can't explain it. I don't even dislike the song anymore.
Yeah,
there was a time I hated it, but I when I pushed play on it, I was like, no, I can't do this. So I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
Aww. Wow. But
I'm surprised.
You should be, because clearly Jonathan and I are wrong, because not only did you have it and bring it to play, the listeners, five people said the Black Parade is the song.
Right. So. I mean, like I said, that's going to be the song that when you think of them, that's the song that everybody knows, I think, at least in my experience.
Why is this not showing up?
And
here?
It's great.
All right, Jonathan.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna start off with their first album, which was so vastly different than their others. I'm gonna go with Vampires Will Never Hurt You.
Oh my god, that was one of the ones I had to cut like towards the end, because I had to start making quick cuts, and I was like, well, you know, I guess this one's gone.
There's a lot of stuff on the first album that this song in particular actually reminded me very much the way that he sings parts of the songs of The Used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just has this kind of, I don't know, raw kind of sound to it.
That did not make my list.
Okay. All right. Now sometimes that's all the answer you need. All right. I like exclamation points, so I'm going to go here next. Dead.
That is not on mine.
It's not on mine. I mean, I do like it. It just didn't make my top 20.
It happens. All
it's
right,
very fast paced though, which I like, and it's a good.
That's why
I ended second up song opener, but I think it's the second one, but I like it. Brings it back.
Yeah, it's technically to me. Well, because I think the open to that is kind of slow, and then they come out with Dead, and it's like, oh,
right,
okay,
time to pay attention.
Yeah. All right, Leslie.
Number two, and this is not really in order. I guess I'm just gonna go in order, but I didn't actually order them. Cancer, and I guess is this where I say why I like it or why I have the story for why I selected it?
Absolutely.
Like I said, I found out about him at a Blink-182 concert, and while I wasn't fully paying attention to the entire thing, they did catch my attention. This was what they ended with, and it was while he had his red hair, and he was singing, and he was all sweaty, and it was just like the whole message. Well, this one is about cancer. The whole lyric at the end, where the hardest part of this is leaving you, and it's like, oh, he's closing with this. This is creative, so it stood out for me.
Oh,
that was not on mine.
I know. Oh, damn it! I was.
It was on like.
I was hoping you had it. Because it's a good song. I had it up against another one. I'll play it next round, just so you know. No, you're spot on with that. Jonathan.
All right, I'm going to go with Ghost of You off of Three Cheers.
I feel like I have that.
It's one of my favorites.
I swear to God, I thought I had that. Move. I guess not.
I didn't have it either, which is, I mean, again, it's a great song.
I thought
I wish
did.
My list could have been longer.
Yeah, right.
But it just didn't do it.
No, you're absolutely right on this too, Jonathan. That was one of the more higher rated from listeners too. Goes to you. That must have made my first cut.
Put it back.
And at this point, just seeing how this is going, I need to introduce everybody to the new Trash Protocol, just in case. If for some reason we don't, between anything that's unanimous and the combo, we don't have 10 songs, we each get to pull 2 songs out of the trash. One that was on our list that we think everybody should revisit, and one that was on somebody else's list that was really close. So that's out there, just in case we need it. Because at this point, we've only got the one through, and we've all been really far away from each other. It's been nothing all but right. Trash. 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 All right. You know what? This is the one I chose instead of Cancer. And I didn't think I would. It's a song Jonathan already actually talked about. But it really, really struck a chord with me. Apparently, I have some unresolved feelings with my mother. It's Mama.
Yeah, that's on mine.
So good. Like I said, it just kept striking up, just striking a chord, just like a punch
just,
in the face.
Yeah, it's one of those songs. I mean, there's so many of them that just, they take a twist. You know, they start out in a particular way, and then they just kind of like burst into this whole other thing, and it's like, yes, more.
Yes, more. Yes, exactly. Did we miss you on that?
Yeah, it wasn't on my list.
Okay.
Again, another great song, but just not my top.
That's 15. Right. All right, Leslie?
I'm going to go on the Danger Days album and pick out Sing, because like I said, I came in at that time, and that was all over the radio right after I found him. And I like how positive it is in light of all of the other albums.
Yeah.
And it's super sing-alongable as well, which I like, so.
I do not have it. Danger Days was surprisingly good. Like
it was.
I think
that one's hit or miss for me, honestly.
Well, and I think when I listened to it, the way I pulled stuff from it was, I think I would have to re-listen to these. I can't remember if I was like framing them to be a certain sound or if I was pulling out stuff that sounded different. Yeah.
I really leaned more towards, I think, maybe the second half of the album on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some songs, like there's one like kind of party song, and I'm just like, what is this?
Like, that is sort of out of left field, honestly, for me as well. There's a lot like, on I it don't that's... really like this. This doesn't feel like y'all, so I don't even listen to that one anymore, honestly.
All right, Jonathan?
Let's do that,
so that's in the combo.
Okay, I'm going to go with Disenchanted off Black Parade.
That one's on mine.
Ooh, that's not on mine, but that's okay. If I can find it. What is going on here? I feel like songs are missing. There it is. Justin, just slow down and actually pay attention. All right, I'm going to bust out the... something from number four. Make room! I like exclamation points.
Yes. That's on mine. That's a great song.
It's not on mine.
I could have pulled all 10 from those EPs. So good. All right, Leslie?
To stay with that album, I had Light Behind Your Eyes, which I like.
That was going to be my next play.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have
one
that.
Of a great, like, almost final songs, because it felt like their last album to me, and I'm like, this one's nice.
All right, Jonathan. See, now we're finding each other.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Cemetery Drive on Three Cheers.
I have that one.
Hey.
That was my last choice here the past couple of minutes.
Nice.
Push that over to the convo because I do not have it. Looks like I'm the oddball out here. How about Our Lady of Sorrows? I'm out on my own on this one, aren't I?
Yeah, I think you're on your own.
It's okay, it happens. Except for I'm not, because... Hold on. Only one other person said it. Never mind. But somebody did. I didn't just make it up. All right, Leslie?
I'm going to go with Demolition Lovers on this one, which I have to say is probably in a tie for my top number one song from them. I absolutely love that song, and I've decided that that's the album I could play on my island forever, and that would be the song. If I listen to it, that one's it.
I got it.
I love that one.
I got it.
Come
on. Hey, unanimous. All right, Jonathan. All right, so we got, let's see, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Okay.
All right, I guess I'll play the only other one I had off of Brighten My Bullets, and that's Early Sunsets Over Monroeville.
I have that one as well.
Hey, at least you guys are hitting.
I love, like, the feeling behind that song. It's so, like, Dawn of the Dead, even before I even knew, like, you know, just listening to it, I was like, this is cool.
Heck yeah. It was kind of tough going through that first album, because there was some stuff that just kind of, like, bled together.
Yeah.
And yeah. That one does, yeah. Because there are certain ones I'll see the title, and I'm like, what? Oh, it's in between those two. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's weird with that first album, too, because, I mean, ultimately, I liked it, but... it is very run-of-the-mill for that kind of music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they definitely step up their game starting with Three Cheers.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, a lot of my experience with MCR, you know, was like Black Parade, Sweet Revenge, and all that. So kind of, you know, going back to the first album, I mean, it's a big step backwards, you know. But on one hand, you can kind of see what that... kind of blossomed into, you know, with what was the next one, Sweet Revenge, Three Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I did that the same way. I didn't even know about that one for at least like a year, and I'm like, oh, there's more music, which I embraced because I was like, yay, new stuff to me.
Yeah.
Even though it was
I love
older.
Hearing bands, you know, when you kind of go from this point that maybe you became a fan, you know, and you're kind of comfortable with what their sound is and everything like that. But then you go back to like really, really early stuff that you maybe haven't heard very much, and it's like you're trying to make these connections between the way that you know them now and you know what you're a fan of now,
like how they got to there. I thought this one was just clever, The Sharpest Lives.
Yes.
I don't have that one.
All right. We are officially out of New Trash Protocol, though, I think. Let me make sure. Yep, we officially have between 2 unanimous and 8 in the combo. So
nice.
Swing away. All right, Leslie?
I'm going to go with Summertime from
And the Living's Easy.
Again, that one's another one that's so nice to sing along to. Feel this. I mean, anything that makes me want to roll the windows down and just turn it up and kill my hearing is great. So that's one of those.
I don't have it.
No, I don't have it either.
All right. Jonathan?
Let's see. I'm going to play something off Danger Days. I'm going to go with Scarecrow.
That one was interesting.
That's one of the ones I didn't care for.
Really?
100%.
I love the drums, and it's got a kick-ass solo in it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it felt like this like anthem song that wasn't really an anthem song. You know, like it wasn't like heal the world kind of, you know, make the world a better place kind of thing. Please. And I don't know, I just really dug that about it.
All right, let me see if I can get back on the board here. It's not a fashion statement. It's a death wish.
Not on mine.
Okay. So no, the answer is.
Oh no, yes.
All right, Leslie?
I have Famous Last Words.
I'm almost positive I have that.
Yes, it's on mine.
All right.
Are you kidding? I swear to God, I thought I had that. I don't. I swear to God, I thought I had that.
Justin.
No, I didn't have it. Okay. But you guys did. It's in the combo. And, you know, I may have kind of... That may have been a play, because that made the listeners list.
Nice.
All right. Jonathan?
Let's go with... I'm Not Okay.
I don't have it.
I don't have it. I like it.
That was a risky one.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the radio songs that I really, really liked. You know? And I usually try and stay away from the radio stuff. But
what's funny, though, is when it came out, I liked that song. And Helena, I didn't like. But now, when I played it, I heard Helena, and I was like, okay. So when I get to I'm Not Okay, I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll come around. Nope, I actually don't like it now. It's weird. They swapped like that. All right. Oh, it's my turn. All right. All right. I'm gonna close out my Black Parade here. I don't love you. That's also a statement
sure
at this point.
That's on mine. Where
that
did
make my
at?
List, but I feel like it should have, because I really like that song. It's like such a great breakup song. Mm-hmm. I think. And it really just, it helps in both ways, I think. If you want to sit and be sad about it, you can play that song and you're fine. If you want to be whatever about it, you can sit and play that song and it works either way flawlessly.
That's
why I wish I would have put it on my list.
Yeah, okay, I forgot to put it on my
list. Are we allowed to delete things now? Is it too late?
I mean, we have, like, made decisions within a minute.
I guess later when we come to bat for that one.
I just deleted that. That just came off my list. But yeah, that's on mine too.
Wait, it was?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. I thought you said it wasn't.
It is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I didn't have it because I made another list so I could like cross stuff off.
Ah.
And I forgot to put it on there.
Okay, good. All right. Wow. All right. Leslie?
Next up for me is The World is Ugly. I think that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my list.
All right. Which album is that?
Conventional Weapons.
Yeah, the last one.
Ah, yes. The World is Ugly. There it is. Put that over the combo. I don't have it, unfortunately. All right, Jonathan?
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to play... This is my last one on Black Braid. Sleep.
Nope.
I don't have that one.
I want you to kiss me. No, that's not a surf.
Whoa, all these memories just come flooding back in.
All right, I'm going to trot out something from Danger Days. Bulletproof Heart.
Nope.
Oh, man.
I think that made the cut, but it's not on mine now.
Oh, no.
But I like that, yeah. I don't think it made it for me.
Oh.
It was on one of my early lists, though.
Bummer. I'm way off today. But, all right, Leslie.
This one's probably going to go straight to the trash because it's not on any of the albums. But
happens.
Desert Song, it was one of like the super early, not even totally finished. But I just like, I mean, again, this is the one I could go to bat for vocals because you can kind of like hear how painful it was to record it.
Mm.
So
what's it? It's called Desert Song.
Desert Song. Yes.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I like that one. I mean, yeah, like I said, it wasn't on the list. I didn't expect anybody else to know about it, but I like it.
I like the play though, because again, and this is to anybody who may come on the show. Do not be afraid to bring ones that you're pretty sure won't. Number one, you never know.
Yeah. Right.
The rules are there are no rules. There's a chance that Jonathan and I heard that and we're like, we added it. But you like the song, you're putting it out there. Now somebody somewhere is going to listen to this and go, hey, I never heard that one.
And you never know. That could be like pulling it out of the trash, kind of.
Yeah,
exactly.
If we were at that.
You never know.
Since I'm already getting people to like the band like Justin, you never know. So.
Yep, you never know. Jonathan?
Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go with Save Yourself, I'll Hold Them Back off Danger Days.
I feel like some of these must have just been on my first cut because you're saying them and I'm like, ooh, I have that. And then I'm looking at my list and it's like they're not there.
Yeah, I don't have that
no,
one.
I don't have it. I don't have it. All right, I'm going to trot something out from Conventional Weapons. Got to find you guys again. How about Gun?
I don't have that one.
My goodness. I'm just batting a thousand. All right, Leslie?
Fake Your Death from Conventional Weapons.
Really? I don't have that one either.
Oh, no, that might have been that one, one that was on like their greatest hits.
I was going to say, because...
Yeah, so it wasn't on that one. It was, I think, their last official new song.
I had added that initially, and then when I realized it was like a greatest hits album, I...
All right, Jonathan?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Boy Division off Conventional Weapons.
Yep.
I have that one.
Hey.
Nice.
There we go. Now we're back in the same ballpark. I don't feel bad about it. We got three in and a decent combo.
I think that might be my 20.
Really?
I think so, because I had 25.
Got eight left. I mean, it's possible. You guys were hitting left and right. I kept throwing stuff out.
Yeah, I got five songs left.
I have five.
All right. How about this one? Honey, this mirror isn't big enough for the two of us.
No.
I don't have that one.
Wow. It was off of Brought You Bullets. All right. Leslie?
For me, Conventional Weapons, I have Ambulance.
Yep.
I love the opener.
I got it.
Nope.
I have that. All right, Jonathan?
Let's go with The Jet Set, Life Is Gonna Kill You.
I don't have
Three
that
Cheers.
One.
Nope.
I like it, but I don't have it.
Nope. I still have two from there, so let's trot this one out. To the End.
I don't have that one.
All right. Leslie?
I'm gonna go with Blood. It's short, but I like it.
Nope.
But I guess I'm solo on that.
Yep. Sometimes that silence is just, you know, even though I'm looking. All right, Jonathan, down to my last couple.
Let's go with The Kids from Yesterday.
Nope.
I don't have that one.
Which album is that?
Danger Days, I believe.
Yep, there it is. Trash. It's in the trash! All right, I'll trot this one out too. Kiss the Ring.
Nope.
I don't have that one.
I am not playing well. All right, Leslie?
All right, I have Teenagers. This was the one that got cut, and then in my hurry up and edit, I was like, I'll throw it on there. While I feel it is essential then, I don't like it. So.
Look at you. That's bold, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have it.
I don't like it.
Well, good. I mean, you got it out there.
Right.
But it still makes the trash. It's in the trash. All right, Jonathan.
Let's see. Let's go with Destroyer off Danger Days.
Nope.
I don't have that one.
All right. How about...
I got two left.
How about Skylines and Turnstiles?
I had that one.
Hey, was that a no, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It still makes the combo, though. All right, Leslie?
I think this is my last one, which, again, it's not one that probably is on the list, but it's not that kind of girl. It's, again, one of those unreleased, kind of unfinished things that I had found, but I just like it. And I think part of that is my, I don't want to like what's on the radio, so I tend to gravitate towards that a little bit more.
This is the perfect, you played perfectly. This is where you put those, where it doesn't matter if they get in or not.
Yeah.
Jonathan?
All right, so do you want me to just throw my last two out there?
I still have three left, so if you want to bounce one off.
Okay, I will go with off three cheers. I never told you what I do for a living.
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
All right, so that means you have one left. Yes. I'm going to try to hit you then. Party Poison.
No.
Okay.
That was one of the ones, I think that was a song I just didn't understand. Was that off of...
It was off of Danger Days.
Danger Days, yeah.
I was just like, what is this? Like, no.
Yeah, there's a couple on that album that I was just like, no, I'm never going to listen to that again. And I haven't.
You want to bounce your last one off me?
Yep. It's Conventional Weapons, Surrender the Night.
I don't have it. I don't have it. And my last one, just to put it out there, na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
No.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. All right.
No.
So, we did pretty good here. We got three in unanimously. Helena, So Long and Good Night, Demolition Lovers, and Boy Division are in. In the conversation, let me see how many this is. There's 14 that we need to trim exactly in one half. So, we have Early Sunsets Over Monroeville, Skylines and Turnstiles, Mama, The Sharpest Lives, I Don't Love You, Disenchanted, Famous Last Words, I Never Told You What I'd Do for a Living, Cemetery Drive, Sing, Ambulance, The World is Ugly, Make Room, and The Light Behind Your Eyes. Before we start making cuts, is there anything that maybe any of us, that one of us didn't have that you feel like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and surrender and let's push that through? Or
do you have who had what? Because I know there was a couple that you guys hit on that I didn't have, but...
See, I think you and I had Mama...
Yeah,
I didn't have that one.
I think you and I had The Sharpest Lives.
Yeah.
You and I definitely had I Don't Love You, because I remember you saying you wish you did.
Right, so if we want to move that one, I'm all for that one.
Let's move.
That's probably one that should have been on there, on mine.
Let's move that over. You guys had Disenchanted. You guys had Famous Last Words, and I felt like I should have had it. So I'm also cool with pushing that one over.
Famous Last Words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move that over. Now that... Before we go anywhere else, that leaves still three from the Black Parade. I don't know if we want to pull three into the 10, but at this point, all three of these can't make the 10, right? Because we can't have half the list be Black Parade.
Yeah, no.
So we need to probably get rid of two of these. Mama, The Sharpest Lives, and Disenchanted.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Now... Disenchanted didn't stick out to me, I don't think. Like, for some reason, that's one of the ones where you said it, and I was just like, no, I didn't have it.
Mm. I'm the opposite with that one.
Yeah?
That's one of my faves.
Okay, well, let me pop it up and listen to a little bit of it and see. Maybe I just didn't give it the right listen. There's... That's what it was. When I was listening to, by the time I got to this part of the list, I'm trying to frame them as a punk rock band.
Mm. But you said you like sad songs.
Oh,
this
I do.
This one starts all sad.
What other ones do we have from Black Parade?
The ones that are in are I Don't Love You and Famous Last Words. And then, comparatively, the other two that are still in the conversation are Disenchanted and this. Make sure I got all the right ones. Just so different, which is funny.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this song. I'm
trying to get, I want to get to the punk rock part, because again, initially I wrote it off at this part. I was like, nah, I don't want to frame them up this way. But then that,
yes, yeah, it's so, like, much through every album is just,
I was like, what?
Yeah.
How'd they do that? And then this was the other one.
Fire to go.
Now, I love
the
what
other
he
two.
Does with the vocals in this song.
But I feel like I personally like the other two over this one. Mm. So if we're talking about cutting one from this album, that's the cut for me.
See,
over those two that are now in discussion.
Yeah, yeah. I would lean more towards Disenchanted and Mama.
And here's why I agree. As good as The Sharpest Lives is, it kind of swings towards what you typically think of the band anyway. Like, as far as, like, it starts off, it's what I was initially trying to frame them as. It's mm-hmm. punk rock, it's there right from the jump. Whereas they kind of hit you with it, with Mama, like, a minute in. Like, it takes a second to get there. So I'm with dropping Sharpest Lives at this point. So we'll leave Mama and Disenchanted for now, for a second. Let's break down all these. Well, you know what? At this point, Sing almost has to go in. All right, so let me ask you this. Do we want representation from every album?
I'm a fan of that.
If you're making... If we're doing an essential list.
Starter kit.
Then, at this point, Sing has to. It's the only thing we have from Danger Days.
Okay.
So I'm fine with that.
You guys had it, and I didn't.
And you were wrong.
So that gives us six. And everything is now officially represented, right? Yep. So we've got Demolition Lovers from I Brought My Bullets. I don't know, do we need any... Is Demolition Lovers, like, essential? Is, like, that the
to
song?
Me, yes. Is that, but like I said, that's my favorite song ever, I think.
My question is, do we need anything else from that album?
Like, what do we have?
Oh.
Still in the Combo, early Sunsets Over Monroeville, and Skylands and Turnstiles.
And that's from...
Brought My Bullets. Or I Brought You My Bullets. You Brought Me Your Love. That's the whole album title. We have four songs left. Do we need another from that album to help tell their story, is my question.
And we've already got two from that album?
We only have one.
Yeah, we have
just Demolition
Lovers.
Yep.
So I would be for cutting Skylines and Turnstiles over the other song.
Over Early Sunsets?
Right. Because I like the storytelling of that song. Yeah. And it's not loud, but it's kind of loud, which I like.
Let's see. Let me see.
Yeah, see, one of the things I loved about this song was it just felt like a demo, kind of.
Yeah.
But...
Let me see why it was that
I think
had
the other two
pull
a little bit more weight.
See, that same conversation, Skylines is that same what you would think of when you think of My Chemical Romance. So, I mean, if we're trying to tell that they aren't exactly what you thought they are, then Early Sunsets is the song. Skylines and Turnstiles is more prototypical.
I could see cutting that.
All right. So let's pull that. And before putting Early Sunsets over, let's... So we have four still left from Conventional Weapons. Boy Division made it in unanimously. We have Ambulance, The World is Ugly, Make Room, The Light Behind Your Eyes. I feel like two of those should go in.
Definitely... The one that jumps out the most is The Light Behind Your Eyes.
That's
for me.
The one I would go to bat for.
Yeah?
Over the list that we currently have.
All right.
Because, again, I mean, I guess to me that felt like, you know, apparently it was one of their... It wasn't their last song, obviously, if they had the other Greatest Hits one that had mm-hmm. the other one. But this one, given the fact that they were an unofficial emo band, this one's kind of like, hey, go. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I loved all these songs, so, like, it's not... That's not hard. So let's put that one in, and then let's cut two of these. Ambulance, The World is Ugly, and Make Room. I feel like... Yeah, The World is Ugly and Light Behind Your Eyes are both off of number three. Let me get a little Ambulance. Just fun.
Right. That's another one you can sing at. It's, I like that one. I like the opener. Feels like a windows down kind of thing.
Very bouncy too.
Yeah.
And then Make Room. Ooh, that one's more in your face. So do you want in your face or do you want bouncy, I guess is the question.
I go bouncy, but Make Room wasn't on my list. I haven't heard a lot of that one because it was the first time I went through the CD. I was just like, I don't really like this one. Mm-hmm. So I don't listen to it.
I will
lot.
Say that I like Make Room more than Ambulance.
So we'll drop The World Is Ugly because nobody's going to bat for that. Let's lose it. Let's bounce one of these. I Never Told You What I Do for a Living or Cemetery Drive. And that is...
I would probably lean more towards Cemetery Drive on that.
Such a swift listen. This is why I had it. Because even at this point, I was still trying to frame them a certain way. All right, so let's drop I Never Told You. And then put Cemetery Drive through. Any objection?
I'm fine with that.
All right, so that gives us 8. So we got our final 2, and it's between these 5. All right.
Wow. Just do it.
Early Sunsets Over Monroeville, Mama, Disenchanted, Ambulance, Make Room. Anything at this point you feel like, you know what, it's made it this far, it's got enough play, but let's drop it. There's no way we're pulling both Mama and Disenchanted. That's a one either or.
I would probably lean more towards...
They're both different. Oh, goodness. They're both different.
Man, that's tough.
You ain't kidding. This one. Out. 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 Out.
I'd say probably more towards Disenchanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I was leaning. Like I said, Mama never made my list. I like it. It just...
All right, so as far as I know, we don't have anything else acoustic, right? Helena, Cemetery Drive, Demolition Lovers, I Don't Love You, Famous Last Words, Sing, Light Behind Your Eyes, Boy Division. So let's go with Disenchanted. I highly recommend anybody who's listening, but make a playlist of all these songs that end up in the trash. And listen to them.
Yeah.
All right. Or just listen to all of them. It's not that long.
Seriously. I mean, I listened to it in a walk. So, all right. So I have to come back to this question. Is Demolition Lovers the only thing we need from I Brought You My Bullets? Because we're at 9.
Oof. Yep. And the other 2 are from Conventional Weapons, right?
Right. And we already have 2 from Conventional Weapons. So the question is, do we need 2 to tell the story?
Well,
from
Ambulance made my list because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if we have any... Do we have fun songs on our list? Are they all...
No,
we have Sing.
Sing is the closest thing to fun.
Right.
By the way.
And I mean, I guess with a playlist from My Chemical Romance, a lot of it's going to be sad. And
sad.
Yep. I mean, so as long as we have at least fun represented, I could be willing to let Ambulance go.
I don't know. Like, that's almost reason enough to keep it at this point because it's even more fun than Sing,
though. Right. But was Sing unanimously in?
No.
No? Oh.
Nope. You guys had it, and then when we got to this part of the list, it was the only thing from Danger Days. So I was like, let's push that one through.
That is reason then to keep it.
That's
interesting. That was just one from the lead album.
Yeah. And I mean, we played a lot of it.
That style was, to me, drastically different.
Yeah. We played a lot of it too. Like between, we covered most of that album. Just none of it hit. I don't know. Like we're in a deadlock here. Cause I can make a case for any of them. Ambulance is super fun. Make Room hits hard. And
I'm fine with not having make room. Like I said, it never left an impression on me.
So if we drop make room, we've got...
If we drop make room, it's between ambulance and early sunsets for the final.
Personally, I would lean more towards early sunsets. That's... If we've only got one song from...
Yep. Brought You My Bullets. Yep.
And that one is a good song. Like,
I hate to
go over it again, but it's such a great, like, storytelling song. While it's not, you know, it's not like one of their great lyric songs, which again, that's what I came in saying. I love all their lyrics, and this one's like, yeah, this one's cool because it's got zombies.
I just love the sound. To me, it just kind of shows where they have, like, how far they've come, you know, with, like, their current stuff. You know, listening to a song like that, it's really good, but there's not a whole lot of, like, production behind it. It's just very simple.
All right, so. No, you know what? I think you may have just sold me there. Because even Demolition Lovers seems kind of more produced. I think putting Early Sunsets is like, this is where they started. And then you go through all the rest of it, and it's like, now this is where they go from there. I think I'm with that. If you guys want to go Early Sunsets, I think I'm with Early Sunsets.
I would vote for that sadly over Ambulance. I mean, I really like it. And if our only fun song has to be Sing, because that way we can represent all the albums, but I would take Ambulance any day over Sing. But again, if we're making a list and we want to have everything in.
Yep. All right. Well, that's our 10 then. So let's go through it here. Helena, So Long and Good Night, Cemetery Drive, Demolition Lovers, Early Sunsets over Monroeville, I Don't Love You, Disenchanted, Famous Last Words, Sing, The Light Behind Your Eyes, and Boy Division. It's a pretty good, solid 10.
Good list.
We've got some of the more familiar, you know, like radio stuff, but then kind of like informing, you know, some of the, hey, if you like this, then listen to this kind of.
I think the coolest thing was, they really should have been on my radar. Like, they
much should. More than they were.
Yeah, or at least for better reasons. Like, again, for whatever reason, I guess it's because I got into Blink when I was like 17, 18. So the 16-year-old girls got into them when I was like 20, right? So like it wasn't a big deal. I'd already had 4 years with them, but. At that point, that's when My Chemical Romance is coming up, and it's like, I don't know, I kind of got to distance myself from this. But do the deep dive. I think we said, what was it, 3 hours and 45 minutes, something like that. It's not a long time. Do the work. It's
totally doable, and you'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'll be pleasantly surprised left and right.
And
there's stuff for everyone in there, honestly.
And I think with our list, I think the good thing about it is showing that they aren't exactly what you think they are. Even though they fit in that pocket well too,
they do what
you think they do, and they do it really well. But they also do a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed my time with My Chemical Romance. Here's the important question though, Leslie, and I'm going to bounce this off of you first. The number one song with a bullet. If we only had one song out of these 10 that you had to say to Alfredo Torres, We'll use him as an example.
What's number one, dudes?
What would be the song out of these 10 that you'd point somebody to?
To get them into the band or my preference?
However you want to weigh it.
Well, those are different answers.
Okay.
My favorite, again, was Demolition Lover. It's my number one favorite song.
Right.
But it's not so much the essence of them. And then I would go back to Helena.
Okay.
Because that feels more consistent with their style.
Right.
To me.
What do you think, Jonathan?
Yeah, I could go with Helena because it's what's the word? Accessible.
Mm-hmm.
To a lot of people.
It is. Well, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and agree because it was the one that I led with, and because I hated it. Hated this song when it came out, and the fact that not only did I like it, I liked it enough to where I was like, no, it's in, and it's gonna be the first song I play.
Yeah,
like to do that kind of 360 with a song. I think that proves it's got legs. So we'll make that song the number one with a bullet, and I'll put that in the gimmick. For the thing. You know what? I'll do that later. I don't need to do this now. Justin, why are you trying to do too many things? Wow. Just over an hour, people. And it won't take
easy.
Yeah, it will not take you 1 hour to click on patreon.com/ohhijustin. It'll take seconds. You go there and pledge $1. It helps me out a great deal, and it helps me continue to create great content like this, Deprogrammed, which you get a full 3 full days ahead of the rest of the world. You get the Oh Hi Justin pod 7 full days ahead of the rest of the world, and that's 5 days a week. So you get, you know, 50 plus minutes of Justin that nobody else gets a week.
That's awesome, dudes.
Think about that, dudes. You also get the WrestlePals pod. It'll come right to your email. You get these ghouls demos. I mean, I already did all the walkthrough. There's so much more stuff coming to the Oh Hi Justin Patreon, and I want to do more, and I can with your help. Patreon.com/ohhijustin. It's time to get on out of here. Leslie, it was a blast. Thanks for coming.
I'm glad. Thank you for having me and being open to my favorite band.
Hey, you know, that's the way we should be in life, I feel like. And I'm finally getting to that point where I don't plug my nose at any bands anymore, except for Nickelback, which I was wrong about them too. But but I definitely plugged my nose at Nickelback. But you should check out and see if there's any other bands you want to jump in on.
I'm going to have to take a look. And I mean, just one more thing to be selfish. I think, honestly, sitting here talking about it, from my other experience, I don't hate them as much.
Because
it's like, hey, all these great songs. I'm like, I can't hate them.
All right.
Well, all right.
Great therapy.
Redeemed.
You knew damn well you were going to get to work tomorrow.
I probably was, and hit YouTube, and it would just come right back on. I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. Yeah.
And Jonathan, I don't know what else you're up for, but, you know, hit that list. You know, you're always welcome here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I, you know, mentioned a couple times to you, I'm up for doing something. I really want to do something off the wall.
Me too.
And we had talked about, you know, like Ellie Goulding or Ariana Grande or something crazy like that.
I'm up for it. I feel like Lady Gaga's on the list now, so that one might be happening.
There we go.
I don't know. We'll see. But in the meantime, My Chemical Romance. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.